you, we were born to run. Boy, I love that song. Still can't get over it. All these years listening to it, still like it.
That's why we're playing it.
The boss is in town.
The boss
is in the house.
Is back.
He's back.
He was born to run.
Yes, he was.
And built to last, that's
yes,
for sure.
Yes, he was.
What a great career since forming the E Street Band in 1972. Truly a musician, should I say it? Of the people, by the people, the people.
There you go.
A guy who grew up working class in Jersey and continues, despite being filthy rich, to support that clean through line, that blue-collar ethic. I guess we should get to it. Have we already gotten to it? I'm not sure.
We're there. Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, 7:30 Saturday Sprint.
And so much going on Saturday night. We'll talk about Roseanne Cash being in town. She was just on the show the other day. Yeah. We got Javon Jackson at the Blue Room.
Yeah.
One of the great jazz sax players of our time. And what do you pick from? But you're talking about Bruce.
Well, let's talk about Bruce. I like the way you kind of set the table, though. That's
yes.
great. Yeah.
The smorgasbord.
The smorgasbord, right.
Yeah.
Saturday night at Sprint, the boss will do his inspired populist all-American thing. On this tour, of course, he is without original E Street Band saxophonist and force of nature.
His first time.
Clarence Clemons.
Tim Finn wrote in the paper today,
right? Did indeed. First time. Clarence Clemons died last year. To replace him on this tour, if that's even possible, they couldn't just have one sax man.
Got a whole
horn section now on stage, including saxophonist and Clarence's nephew Jake Clemons. And Springsteen is also bringing along some extra backup singers, so it should be a noisy good time.
Springsteen, he's as big today as he's ever been, or any sense of the trajectory of his career in terms of where he stands?
No, he's not as big today as he's ever
been.
He's
not.
Well, no, he's kind of like... he's the grandfather of rock.
Okay.
See, if he's the grandfather, then what's Chuck Berry, the great-grandfather?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure exactly. It should end up to be a 3.5-hour marathon, give or take.
Wow.
He does have a new album, Wrecking Ball, so you will have a lot of tracks from that being done in a live fashion.
Is it good? You heard it?
Yes, it is good. But I would go for the past glories because I'm all about the past.
Yeah.
At a certain point, you
become that way, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, but not you, Steve. You're cutting edge. You're new.
Right.
You're young. So you're going to hear songs like, Oldies But Goodies, Prove It All Night, Out in the Street, Hungry Heart, Badlands, Thunder Road, My Goodness, Dancing in the Dark, Jungle Land, 10th Avenue, Freeze Out, and on and on and on. It's a virtual lock. He'll also do a more recent moving ballad, We Take Care of Our Own. You know, he was out there in Ohio rallying
That's
the Obama troops,
singing
right?
that song. Yeah.
Singing that song. News today. Talk about, working on behalf of regular folks, an upcoming case in point. Springsteen will join John Bon Jovi, Billy Joel, Alicia Keys, Paul McCartney, Roger Waters, Kanye West, and The Who, or what's left of them, on December 12 at Madison Square Garden in a show to benefit those who need Hurricane Sandy relief.
All of Brian's picks on our website, kcur.org. Thinking about this concert. The Wallflowers are in town tonight, right?
Yeah, Jacob Dylan. So we got Springsteen.
The man's son.
Right. We got Springsteen and Dylan, except the Dylan we get tonight is Bob's son, Jacob, and his band, The Wallflowers. That's their 1996 hit we're still sort of listening to behind our voices called One Headlight. That is still the band's biggest hit to date, One Headlight. Reaching back, as I said, 96, it was a Grammy winner. It came off the 1996 album Bringing Down the Horse, which was excellently produced by T-Bone Burnett. But anyway, the Wallflowers will do their really quite respectable and fine and dandy rock and roll thing at 8 o'clock. That's tonight at the Midland Theater. It's funny, the Wallflowers were arguably poised to get even bigger back in 96, right, Steve? And then what did they do? They took a 4-year hiatus.
Wow. Why do they do that?
Well, I think, he's Bob Dylan's son. I don't think he's hurting.
He can do what he wants.
I think he can do what he wants. The other guy's not appropriately. The band does have an ironically titled new album, Glad All Over, which was also the title of that Dave Clark 5 hit, which was not ironic many years ago. Anyway, it's the Wallflowers' first album in 7 years, so this is an outfit that's taken its time and picked its shots, apparently without much interest in capitalizing on commercial success, but go see them tonight.
That's 8 p.m. tonight at the Midland.
Yeah.
this pick was a shoe-in.
I got one better. It's raining taps and dogs. He likes that one, folks. He likes that one. I was going to say something silly like, okay, take your tap shoes off and put your shoes back on, Steve. Enough of that. Okay, it's Tap Dogs, the International Tap Dancing Spectacular.
Yes.
It's tonight and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. My goodness me, at the Kauffman Center for the Performing
People
Arts.
People still do this.
Do what? Go see it?
So tap dance.
They still go see
Seems
it,
like
too.
Something when I was – that's an old art form I just – yeah.
Yes.
Still it's going
old,
on.
It's an old art form. It's kind of like radio.
Yes. Yeah.
It's an old art form. And
yes.
Yet, you know, it's just the platform keeps changing,
yes,
Steve.
Yes, I guess so.
Anyway, there will be some mighty interesting platforms for these half dozen or so guys at a time who take part in Tap Dogs. It's well, they bill it as, quote, rough, tough, rocking theatrical entertainment, and I really can't argue with that. If it was good enough to open the 2000 Olympic Games in Sydney, Australia, it's certainly
right.
good enough for us here in Kansas City. One note, okay, we've talked about Stomp, another dance-a-thon, right, show
yeah.
on the show before. Well, Stomp and Tap Dog, sure, they're kind of similar, but a little research shows me that Stomp uses more body percussion to produce the music as opposed to what you can see at the Kauffman Center. Tap Dogs, which uses tap shoes, as we heard, and multiple props. And also they have live musicians to accompany the dancers. It has more of a rock and roll feel. Go check it out.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And the most wonderful time of the year gets earlier and earlier every year.
And we're part of the problem.
Yes, we are.
It's the most wonderful time
You're
of the year.
You're part of the problem. Don't lump me into this.
I think I might be the problem, but that's another episode. Okay, it's a very merry Shtickmas show. That's a wacky tribute
Shtickmas.
To... Shtickmas. Shtickmas, like shtick.
Yeah.
Do it for a laugh. It's a wacky tribute to Christmas TV specials. It's the opening weekend, I think, this weekend, yes, at Martin City Melodrama at Metcalf South Shopping Center. Why are we playing Andy? Well, because he passed recently,
yes.
and we love Andy. But apparently, this show stars the angelic ghost of Andy Williams, as well as the eccentric spirit of Betty Davis. I don't quite understand why. They'll also do the Water Glass Symphony. And it's going to be strange. It's going to be funny. It's going to be Andy in a different way.
And also this weekend, the aforementioned Roseanne Cash.
Yes, Saturday night, competing with the boss. But who can compete with the boss?
Who can compete with the boss,
But
right?
if you go see Roseanne, enjoy yourself. She's the real deal.
And Union Station?
Oh, yeah, Union Station, right. It's the tree lighting ceremony, 5:30 Saturday, early evening family fun. The Yuletide Tout, it's the city's largest indoor Christmas tree, and they have a holiday model railroad display for the kids. They can even take a ride on a miniature train or go to the planetarium for the all-new show Let It Snow. It's a family, fun, Christmas-oriented, spectacular weekend.
And that's Brian McTavish. You can find his complete weekend to-do list on our website, kcur.org. Tomorrow on the program, an interview with Christopher Walken and as we review the latest indie foreign and documentary films showing on area screens. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.